نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة The earth was set up, all the arrangements for sustaining life were all put in place. خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا, and all for the good of mankind, the small and the big arrangements, all for the betterment of mankind. Now there was a need for someone to come in and manage the affairs. So the earth has already been created, everything has been arranged, but there was a need now for someone to manage the affairs of the earth. So there were three creations at that time that we will call Zabil Uqul, who's got some level of intelligence. One with the Malaika, but they couldn't be appointed to this office. The reason was that the Malaika only have the element of good. So you manage that there is someone breaking. But if everybody is right and nobody is breaking any law, then you don't need anybody to come and manage. So therefore the Malaika couldn't be the suitable candidate to manage the affairs, because there's just the element of good in them. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرُهُمْ. For a second they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the jinnat also couldn't be appointed to this office, and the reason was obvious, that they are created of fire and fire rages. When it rages, it's possible that they may just overstep the mark. The fire, when it's raging, then there's no limits. So they may just overstep the mark. So therefore, they couldn't be appointed to this office as well. Then Adam alayhi salam was appointed to this office because he's got the perfect balance. If there's heat in him, then he's got the aspect of coolness as well. There's fire, then there's water as well. So there'll be a perfect balance if this person manages the affairs of the earth. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Nonetheless, the managing of the affairs will be with regards to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. The commands of Allah Ta'ala are accomplished. The commands of Allah Ta'ala are fulfilled and the prohibitions are restrained. So that's the command of Allah Ta'ala. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants. It must be arranged and someone must manage this. But the commands of Allah Ta'ala are executed and his prohibitions are abstained from. So the most suitable person for this was Adam alayhi salam. And then obviously man is not here forever. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every person that's come has to leave. So the series of Anbiya alayhi salam had to continue. Therefore the hadith says, la yazalu banu Israel tasusuhumul malaika tasusuhumul anbiya. So the Bani Israel, the way they were arranged and the way they were managed, that Anbiya alayhi salam would come and manage the affairs. Kullama halaka nabiyun khalafahu nabiyun. One Nabi leaves and he's been replaced. One Nabi leaves and the next one just replaces him. Just between Yaqub alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, there are over 1,000 Anbiya alayhi salam sent only to the Bani Israel. So there were so many Anbiya alayhi salam sent to manage the affairs, dini affairs obviously. وَلَا نَبِيَ بَعْدِ. After Rasulullah Pakistan, there is not going to be any Nabi. But then the dini affairs have to be managed. There's not going to be any Nabis. In the past there were the Anbiya that were managing the affairs, and after Rasulullah Pakistan, this gate has been permanently sealed up, it's locked up. There's no Nabi to come now. وَسَيَكُونُ الْخُلَفَاءُ But they will be the vicegerents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ensure that this work continues. Righteousness, virtue, and encouraging all good, that work must continue. Hence, then there was a beginning to the Nubuwwat. Starts off with Adam alayhi salam, and everything must come to an end. So the end is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamun Nabiyin, wa ana Khatamun Nabiyin, la Nabiya ba'di. I am the seal of all prophets in the Nubuwwat. So after me, this whole gate is permanently sealed up. There's no Nabi to come after me. In the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, He has favored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ways. One is this, that every Nabi that came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he was limited to a nation. Whether it was Musa alayhi salam or Isa alayhi salam, then they would say, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. Ya Bani Israela, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. I have been dispatched just to you. So the Anbiya in the past became for communities or for certain selected nations. But as for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nubuwwat, then his Nubuwwat is not restricted to any nation. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa made that announcement, Ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. I am appointed as a Rasul for all of you, without any restriction. It's not just the Arabs that he sent to, and not just the Egyptians or Indians or Americans. He sent as a Rasul for all mankind. Rasulullah ilaykum jami'a. I've been sent as a Rasul to all of you without restriction, without any type of confining. No confinement, no restriction. He sent as a Rasul across the board to all. That is why find the likes of Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jinani rahmatullahi alayhi, Iran Peer, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, Hz. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, Hz. Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullahi alayhi. They all are unanimous that the proximity of Allah Ta'ala has been blocked off completely. If someone wants the proximity, it's only through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every other avenue has been permanently blocked. You can't gain the proximity of Allah Ta'ala without going through the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the only gate that is available. So if it's the person that's done the most amount of humanitarian work, is very kind, very generous, right, very popular, whether it was the Pope or whether it was Teresa, whoever it was, but they didn't go through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are thrown into Jahannam. Whatever the good they have done here, in this world they'll get a name and they'll get some favors in this world. But the moment their eyes close, they are gone, finished. Pharaoh, to his people, he was quite kind to them. Right? And then he passed the limit. When he passed the limit, at that time he wanted to say, La ilaha illa alladhi amanat bi banu Israel wa ana min al-Muslimin. So he was very kind to his people. And at that last crucial moment, then he wanted to declare his iman. It was rejected. Al-ana wa qad asayta qablu. You wish to accept now, when you have defied the commands of Allah Ta'ala in the past. So, وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And you were corrupt. So, the time is until you hear the gurgling sound of death. Beyond that, the doors are then all shut up, they're closed completely, whoever it was. You did the most amount of good work. So, that for that you'll be rewarded in this world, but beyond this. So, in these affairs belong to Allah Ta'ala. When they belong to Allah Ta'ala, then we can't be judgmental. We can't say, now, Teresa did this, so therefore she will be blessed, and her soul must rest in peace. So we can't say that. That's the prerogative of Allah Ta'ala, and He has passed the rule, لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُشْرَكَ بِهِ Whoever is going to be guilty of polytheism, shirk, joining partners, maybe the best person, But he's guilty, then Allah says, no forgiveness. لَنْ يَغْفِرُ. The word لَنْ is used for emphasis, that there's no forgiveness. آخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter, there'll be total failures. So whoever it was, but they failed to recognize Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they failed to recognize his nubuwwat and accept it and follow him, then they are gone, they lost. It's not a matter of just acknowledging the Christians, Jews, they acknowledge because of the predictions contained in their scriptures. Allah Ta'ala himself says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُ. They recognized him, that he was the prophet, the promised prophet. He was the predicted Nabi. They knew him. They knew him better than they knew their own children. But Allah says, خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They are failures. They're gone. Why? They didn't accept him, not to recognize him. They did recognize, but did they accept him? Belief means that you don't only recognize, but you accept as well wholeheartedly. What you accept him as a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. You accept that all that he's brought is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you've got no doubt in his personality, no doubt in his teachings. تَصْدِيقُ جَمِيعِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That's called iman. Not just recognizing. Otherwise he also recognized. So this was the first exclusive favor to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he sent to man universally, internationally. The second favor that was exclusive to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the Nabis in the past, their nubuwat was confined to time. Right? Ibrahim alayhi salam to his time, Isa alayhi salam to his time. So it doesn't transcend time, it's just that period of time that they have come for, and their nubuwat is just restricted to that point, not beyond that. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's nubuwat is not restricted to time. Right to the day of Qiyamah and beyond. Not only Qiyamah, but beyond as well. Because beyond this world is another world. In that world also, the one that will be most recognized is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Adam wa ma siwahu tahta liwa'i yawm al-Qiyamah. Whether it is Adam alayhi salam or any other Nabi, but will be under my banner on the day of Qiyamah. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's nubuwat is not confined to time. And then, it's not confined to place, and it's not confined to any nation, but general. So these are three favors already, from the six favors that were exclusive to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then because his nubuwat is forever, not restricted to time, to nations, and to persons, and to lands, therefore, his code also will be preserved. Because now, he is the final Nabi. There is no Nabi to come after this. And if his way had to be diluted, mixed up, then people won't have a pure code to follow. So Allah Ta'ala took it on himself and he says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun." We will see to it that this is protected. That means the Quran Sharif will be secure and the explanations to the Quran Sharif will be called the hadith, they will also be preserved. Because that is the meaning of the Quran. وَالنَّزْمُ وَالْمَعْنَى جَمِيعًا. It's not just the wording, but the explanation that goes with it, supported by the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that makes the Quran Sharif. So if the Quran Sharif will be preserved, then the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will also be preserved. No interpolation, no dilution, no mixture. The path will be tariqatun bayda, layluha ka nahariha. All will be absolutely pure, clean, no type of ambiguity, absolutely pure, clean. So that's a fourth favor that's exclusive with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and no other Nabi had this, that his code will be absolutely pure. So a lot of people tried to add things, take out things, a lot of people did, but they failed. Like the sun, and if all the world wants to stop the light of the sun, can we do it? Can we light? We can't. So even more impossible is to block off the light and the guidance of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it is impossible for us to block off the light of the sun, then it's even more impossible to block off the teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or to change it, alter it, or distort it. The one that will try to distort it and change it, it's likely that he gets distorted. His brains get distorted, or he himself gets disfigured, but that code will remain. The teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will remain. So don't ever try to distort, change, or give wrong explanations. Therefore, the hadith says that Allah Pak will send people, yanfi anhu, ibtal al-mubtilin. Allah Pak will send such people that will destroy any extremism coming into Islam, any type of wrong interpretation, misinterpretation coming into Islam. So this won't happen. So you see, from the time of Rasulullah until this day, we know namaz is 5 times a day. So every Muslim knows about it. He hasn't distorted this. You know, I have to perform my namaz. It must be 5 times a day. And from that time till now, we knew that this is the Qibla, this is the direction in namaz. So wherever you are living, whether in China or in America, that direction won't be changed. So the teaching of Rasulullah won't be changed. It may be that people's minds have changed, but the teaching of Rasulullah won't be changed. If Rasulullah has taught us to segregate and not to integrate the sexes, then that will remain. There will be some miscreant who will try to change and who will try to corrupt, but that corruption is thrown back on his face with disgrace. Whoever does it, then that corruption will be thrown back on his face with disgrace. He'll be disgraced, this code will remain, and it is remaining, and it's going to sustain right till the end. So this code can't be changed by anybody. Because it's brought by Rasulullah Sallallahu, and Nabi Sallallahu has been guaranteed by Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ, we will take care of it. Then the fifth favor is this, that لَنْ تَجْتَمِعُوا أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ. My ummat, لَنْ تَجْتَمِعُوا أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ. My ummat will not connive, will not agree upon wrong. If something is wrong, there will be one person, second person, America doing something wrong, he's doing something wrong. But the ummat will not ever agree upon falsehood, it will remain. لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي قَائِمِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. There'll be one group speaking out the truth, irrespective, wherever the wrong is taking place, there will be a group that will stand up to hold on to the banner of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without any changes, without any alterations. It's going to happen. It's a prediction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When it's a prediction, then it has to be fulfilled. So you see now, we are already in the 15th century, but we can say there's quite a bit of similarity between us and the teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 1400 years ago. Now, and then, there's quite a bit of similarity. Perhaps we may not be so sincere, right? We may not have that level of sincerity, but that code remains. That code is not going to be changed. Nobody is going to be able to distort it. And the last favor is this, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَبْعَثُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ كُلِّ مِيَةِ سَنَةٍ مَيُجَدِّدُ لَهَا دِينَهَا. With the passing of time, people will go off the track. So Allah Ta'ala has taken it upon Himself. At the beginning of every century, Allah will send someone to revive, to throw out all the wrongs, the misinterpretations, the extremisms, whatever has been added, they will come in and throw it out. So let us show the respect to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through remaining committed to His Sunnah and reciting a lot of durood, especially on a Friday.